Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, the question is, where do old, worn out, unusable flags, U.S. flags, go? Well, there may be several answers to that question, but I'm going to follow it up with another question in a minute. In front of the armory or the Memorial Legion building is an old U.S. post office box. It's been repainted, and it is the place that many people have put their flags, either because they have an extra one or because it's a bit worn. For whatever reason, they have a U.S. flag they'd like to get rid of. And my question to you is, and I will give you an answer at the end, how many U.S. flags have been placed in that box since June of 2006? How many U.S. flags have been placed in the box in front of the armory since June 2006? Take a guess at that number. And, of course, Bob Boots is the one who gave us that answer, because Bob Boots is the one who collects them out of the box, and he does have a workspace in the American Legion Memorial Building or the armory, and he does do some repairs on some of them, and that is possible to do. And some, if they're really old, perhaps have gone on display. And others would just have to have a retirement in a very respectful way. And right now there are a number of them that have to be gotten rid of in that respectful way. So thinking about where these flags are being placed in the, as you may call it, the armory building, or it is called the American Legion Memorial Building. That's what its original name was. And then, of course, when the National Guard used it for years and years, it was called the Armory. And it is on the corner of Poplar and 2nd Street, just in case you don't know what building we're talking about. Big brick building. And if you go out on 2nd Street, you go by it all the time. Hopefully you've noticed that there have been renovations going on with it over the years. It is owned by Arise, which is a group, a nonprofit group that also owns the depot, American Rock Island Enterprise, Society Enterprise, Arise. Lots easier to say Arise than the whole name. So I'm wondering if you have any idea about that building, when it started, why it was built, what it was used for. And, of course, it does have quite a long history in terms of how it got started. It was a kind of a dream in some people's eyes after the First World War. The veterans in Cass County organized into the American Legion Post and decided that they would like to have this community building and armory. And they would build it for $40,000. Well, you know, in 1925, that was a pretty good amount of money. So the campaign began to, first of all, get that idea approved, and then, of course, to find money. And the official fundraising campaign began in September of 1928. Chris Yanos, some of you will remember if you've been around for a long time, Greek-born Atlantic barber, donated quite a lot of money. The Rotary Club, the Lions, the Greater Club of Atlantic, rural townships, the Whitney Loan and Trust Company. And with that fundraising, they reached $18,000. That's quite a ways from the $40,000 that was needed. But they finally got enough to get going on it, and work began in May of 1929. And the plans called for a banquet hall seating 450 persons at tables, storerooms, offices, a rifle range for the National Guard, a gymnasium equipped for basketball, volleyball, handball, boxing, wrestling, indoor baseball, and seating 900 people at basketball games. And the original plans also called for a swimming pool. That part, of course, never happened. But many of those other uses did happen. Just to kind of review some of the things that the American Legion Memorial Building has been used for, the Atlantic High School had no good gym, before the new, we don't new not anymore, but new building was completed in 1937. So numerous district and state high school sports events such as basketball and wrestling were held there. And even after that date, early into the 1950s, large school events might use the Legion Building. The Harlem Globetrotters played an exhibition game there in 1937. Couple of other things that kind of back in time that a few folks may remember, many won't. A holiday special gym frolic was held December of 1934, and it was organized by the Atlantic High School teacher Marjorie Earle. 300 girls were organized into 7 theme teams, such as the English Dolls, Locomotive, and Boy Blues. Special uniforms carried out the themes, and they performed a range of physical training demonstrations. The Legion Memorial Building was a popular place for regular and holiday dances, with some local groups providing the music, but also Lawrence Welk played for a dance and concert on December 9th, 1936. The admission price, 35 cents for women and 65 cents for men. And an annual Christmas dance was a tradition by 1948. Boy Scouts have used the building for many years as in the gymnasium, and they continued using that for their annual spring lockdowns for many years. Another group, newer group for a while, was the Awana group, met there for a number of years. The Atlantic Archers practiced and held competitions during the winter months. The building was used for the Works Progress Administration, the WPA, training classes during the late 1930s. And according to some sources, it was the preferred place for settling bar disputes. An incident that would be resolved by having the involved parties report to the drill room the next Saturday for a resolution. If those walls could talk, what stories we might hear. A large oil company selected the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building to hold a regional meetings in the late 1940s, and the Legion auxiliary members cooked in the kitchen in the basement and carried food upstairs to the gymnasium drill floor, and they might have an attendance of 500 people. The offices and meeting spaces for the Legion and auxiliary were on the upper floor. And veterans began meeting in other places in the 1950s. But now, with the remodeling, there is a special room for the veterans group's meetings. And they also, of course, needed storage space for some of their equipment, rifles, flags, and those sorts of things. And to this date, in fact, all of this story started because I attended a meeting of ARISE. Again, that's Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, who meets there monthly. The Coca-Cola Museum was there until recently, and so there is space where they were located, plus lots of other space that is open for rent, and it has been rented for a number of different reasons and occasions. One of the things that's required to get it really up and going for rental space is having bathrooms available, and those are nearing completion. So if you need a large space for a large group, maybe a family reunion or who knows, you might want to take a look at the Armory or American Legion Memorial Building for that purpose, because it is coming along. So nice to know a bit of history, and some of you could have told that history. Others who may be newer in town or just haven't thought about it, going, yeah, I don't know about that building and all of its history. But it is an ongoing project. If anybody is interested in being a member of ARISE or assisting with the work on the Armory, you would be most welcome. The meetings are held on the first Monday of each month. Okay, some of you, if you were listening at the beginning, know I asked the question about how many flags have been placed in the box outside of the Armory since June of 06. Well, if you guessed a couple hundred, you're way off. If you guessed a couple thousand, you're still pretty way off. The number, according to Bob Boots, who has handled every one of those, is 4,408 flags. A great place if you want to get rid of your U.S. flag and don't know what to do with it, that's a good place to put it. So until next time, here's a thought. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose.